Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Chuck Coffey, former chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, talking about the beef checkoff in just a moment.
The Sutphin Cattle Company is proud to offer 20 big, stout, age-advantage bulls to be auctioned off tomorrow, May 12th at 1 o'clock at Oklahoma National Stockyards. These 20 bulls are two-year-olds and yearling heifer bulls in the Angus, Limflex, Red Angus, Sim Angus, and Charley breeds. All bulls are trick and fertility tested. Don't miss the sale, 1 o'clock sharp tomorrow, Oklahoma National Stockyards in Oklahoma City. For more information, go to SutphinCattle.com. The bull sale you don't want to miss tomorrow, 1 o'clock sharp.
Oklahoma Gen X invites you to go out and check how the many OSU bred wheat varieties are looking at the OSU wheat variety field plots. There's a map of the replicated field trials at the OSU wheat website, as well as the videos of the Altus and Chickasha wheat variety field tours. See the videos and the map at wheat.okstate.edu. And now you can also call your local extension office for directions to the wheat variety plots nearest you. Learn more about all the OSU wheat varieties by going to okgenetics.com. Oklahoma cattle producer Chuck Coffey is the immediate past chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board. He was a part of a first of a series of webinars being put on by Texas A&M, North Dakota State University, and West Virginia University. It's called The Intersection of the Cattle and Beef Businesses. And Coffey says, it's important to understand that the beef checkoff is an assessment on cattle, but it's all about promoting beef.
We've got two commodities out there. One is livestock, the other is beef. The checkoff deals with beef, and our job in the checkoff is solely to increase beef demand. When I served on the checkoff, I didn't represent Double C Cattle Company. I didn't represent my nominating organization, which was Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. I didn't represent any particular organization, but let me back up and say I represented all of those. I represented Oklahoma Cattlemen's, I represented NCBA, I represented RCAF, I represented USCA, and I represented all other 800,000 producers that pay into the checkoff across the U.S. in an effort to promote beef demand. And so I get real frustrated when we see these scathing emails, sometimes very rude, and if prices go down, they want to blame the checkoff. Well, I don't know where we would be without the checkoff as far as demand goes. Because prior to COVID, remember, we have record supplies of beef. We don't have record amounts of beef on the shelf right now because there's a choke in the chain. But even given those record supplies, we still had good demand for our product. Am I satisfied with a $1.50 for an 800 weight? No, that's probably about break even on my place. I'd like to get a $1.70 or a $1.80 because I think that's what it's worth. But we're sometimes our own worst enemy in dealing with the cattle cycles. You know, we increase cattle numbers, we decrease cattle numbers. When cattle numbers go down, supplies get low, prices go up, and vice versa. So you can't always equate demand to price to supply like we typically want to do. And we're so quick in our country to want to put the blame on somebody for some reason, for something that doesn't work our way. But I just want producers to know that the checkoff was established and started by producers. It had a very favorable approval rating at 79%. We're not associated with any individual policy entity like NCBA or USCA or RCAF or Packers. You know, we're here to drive beef demand.
And Chuck Coffey says this effort to promote ourselves in the beef industry is a system worth fighting for. And he's willing to do so as he offered this bit of a rant about what the checkoff is and the value of it back to individual cattle producers.
And I'm speaking not as a CBB member tonight. I'm speaking to you as a rancher in southern Oklahoma. The checkoff has tremendous value. There's 99 members. When I put a dollar into the checkoff, when I sell a calf or a cow, and that dollar goes into the checkoff, the state holds 50 cents to do with what the state wants to do. The other 50 cents goes to the national board. That equates to about $40 million across all the states and about $40 million at the national level or the Cattlemen's Beef Board level. Now, at the Cattlemen's Beef Board, we have something called the Operating Committee that decides how that money will be spent. The operating committee within the beef board is made up of, or within the checkoff, is made up of 10 beef board members and 10 members from the Federation of State Beef Councils. That way, we still have state representation, even at the national level, once we receive that dollar that equates to some $40 million. So we've got both state input and national input. It's important to understand that we of cattle, as cattlemen, need to get together. We need to get on the same side. We don't need to be cutting one another's throats, cutting off our nose to spite our face, and griping over checkoff dollars. I mean, my gosh, cattlemen suing cattlemen. I can't believe that happens in the real world today. But people still hate other groups. Some, you know, one group hates one group, and they just can't seem to get along. And we've got to get over that if we're going to accomplish anything in this country in the beef industry.
Chuck Coffey, talking beef checkoff. You've got the beef buzz on Ron. Well, neighbors, Superior Video Livestock Auction, their next sale coming up on Thursday, May 14th, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 34,550 head. That includes 10,000 yearling steers, 3,600 yearling heifers, 5,600 weaned calves, and over 14,000 calves on cows. To check the schedule of when a lot will sell or to preview the videos, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.